I'm waiting to listen. Hey, this is Malcolm. I'm just waiting for this.
No, but I really like it. I really like it. I'm saying I'm waiting for this because I'm waiting for this. It's not a matter of teasing you in any way.
Let's see. All right. We just let it flow.
Hey,
I'm
gonna
go fully grandiose. I can go like this. Vicento Cani. Hey, this is Malcolm for Oroville Radio, and I am sitting here with two-thirds of Cento Cani, which is a, as they put it, pack of actors. They are here in Oroville for 1 month doing a bunch of things. They are doing mask-making workshops, theater workshops, a performance, and even an exhibition. So, Cento Cani, Federico, Davide, why are you called Cento Cani?
Well, our name comes from the Italian way of saying, when an actor is bad, you call him a dog, because instead of speaking, he barks. And from the idea that actors, in Italy especially, are let loose and they're all alone, and we need to find a way to unite ourselves to survive. That's why we are a pack, and why we choose the name Cento Cani, which in English means 100 dogs.
Tell us more about what type of activities you guys are doing. Give us some details on the projects you've been doing so far and what's upcoming.
Here in Oroville, we have started with just a mask theater workshop, which is called Expressing the Beast, in collaboration with African Pavilion. Then, seeing the interest of people, we also started a mask-making workshop. So, not only teaching how to use a mask, but how to make a mask using a traditional Italian technique of papier-mâché. And the result of the mask theater workshop and also of the mask making workshop will be a performance that we'll be doing on the 5th of February called Breaking the Mold at African Pavilion. And luckily, through the connection of you, Malcolm, with Sri, a photographer, which was interested in our masks, we started developing this exhibition, which will have photos made professionally by Sri of our masks, but also video contribution and the actual masks in an installment in space, with possibly even some elements of performance. So these are our main activities here. We are also started a collaboration with the Oroville Theatre Group, with Jill, as acting coaches, especially regarding physical theatre for her upcoming play.
So you guys are mask makers, you guys are theatre, what's the word? Geniuses? No, that's not the word. Theater shamans.
Yeah, actually, in the constitution of Cento Cani,
yeah,
is written that the only people that we look up to as pointing our way are the real shamans all over the world.
What brought you to Oroville, and then what brought you to African Pavilion as theater shamans?
Oroville was an occasion, because it's a city in a different continent that we never traveled in Asia, we never worked in Asia, so it was really interesting to come in a particular reality like Oroville that is full of possibility, and African Pavilion in particular, because we started to work together in 2018 in Togo, and we had a workshop there, and this workshop was great and start to become something bigger and bigger, and now it's a seasonal workshop called Atelier de Voyageurs in Togo, and with this connection we start to make research there with what were the masks of the place where we were in Togo. So we find a lot of African masks, we find a connection between the mask Africans and the Italians ones, and we start to study how to use the African mask in performance. And after that, so we bring them back in Italy, we also start a work of researching of how to make new masks, new material for bring them with us in travel. And so I study mask making for long, and so I found this formula that is really, really low budget papier-mâché that is making with just organic stuff and recycled paper from newspaper, and from the glue is coming from flour. And so we made this formula, and with this formula we make this big, big African mats that should be impossible to travel with this on wood. But with papier-mâché it's possible. So we bring them here, and instead of we also bring all our some of our Italian masks and also neutral level, the pedagogical mask, and immediately we think about the African pavilion because they were big African masks, and we propose a work that workshop that is not usually, you know, usually you find some theater mask workshop but not with African masks, because nobody made this research before us. Or maybe I don't know.
Not here.
I don't know.
If they not did, here. We're claiming it. That's, it's a Chintokani experience.
You know, because they don't sell them anymore. Nobody uses them. You know, a mask. We have talked about shamans. You know, a mask is an object that is a conduit between what's human and what's not human at its base. You know, and so to build one that can be used in that way, you know, you have to make a lot of choices of material, of shape. It's an object you put yourself into it. You know, and if you do a souvenir, that's just a nice design, and that's it. You can make multiple, and so finding really this part of research has been very adventurous and very interesting.
It's also a process in which we want to bring these masks back to the originary people that have it. It's not a matter of take these masks and say now we will work on that, now we will make stuff. Is the Atelier de Voyageurs, that is the seasonal workshop that we found there, will become a school soon, we hope as soon as possible, because we want to give instrument to the local people to use them, the their mask for telling their stories. It's not a matter of using for makes our shows, our story that can happen, but it's not the focus on. The focus is on to give instrument for them themselves. So when we did our seasonal workshop there, it's always about, I don't know, stories about foundation of the village, or about myth, about legend of the people. And so they can rediscover their own mask that are just made for salad.
It's interesting. It's like a revitalizing of something ancient. It's a new tradition based on the old tradition.
Because cash destroyed them.
Basically African culture been destroyed by capitalism, by colonization and ruthless decolonization. You know, you pick people that lived in the Bronze Age, you put them in the Modern Age, and then say, okay, enjoy freedom.
So picture in your mind right now that you have to make a mask that represents capitalism. What would it look like?
Probably will be fat as me, or more, probably. Probably will be angry, I think, and probably will have color of the skin that has to be sick.
Federico, what would capitalism look like?
I was thinking like something of a white shark, maybe something like that, that eats everything. Either that or a black hole, you know, without a void.
Like a void, like a like no eyes, no nose,
no nothing.
Just a black hole on your face.
Yeah, big mouth.
Wow.
You know, we believe strongly in one thing, and it is that theater is cool. Okay? It's real cool. And so our main objective here is that what we are preparing, exhibitions, performances, each day of class, people get out of there and think, wow, that was cool. I want to do more of that. You know? That's the basis of why we decided to work together. You know? Because we want people to understand that this is cool and this is a human experience that the world needs.
And mask is a really basic instrument that is connected with our deep soul.
It's popular.
It's pop. In a way. That's why cool, it's really important.
Yeah, there's that saying, the first step to changing a mind is grabbing its attention.
Exactly.
And masks immediately do that. I mean, even a mask that doesn't have any eyes, even just covering your face
immediately
makes you stand out and makes people listen to you. Mm-hmm. They need to know what's going on.
Exactly.
What is the best mask you've ever seen?
Best mask I ever seen? I was like a shape of a gorilla or something. I was shocked by the technical stuff. If this mask was separated to a creator that already had this face. So it was so perfect that this is a creator that has this face. The mask was of Donato Sartori, that is one of the most important mask maker ever. And it was Donato Sartori that is not more in this land from like 2 years ago.
When we were in Africa, one of the first masks that we picked up from a shop was a wooden mask, full face, very big, all black, with grinning teeth, small, and two huge round eyes with black crosses in them. And immediately when we saw that mask, we thought, oh, that is death. And we used it in our show because our show had a character that was death itself, going around and killing animals. And later we found out that mask in the tradition of the place represents a princess, just a princess. But that mask has always struck me as the most powerful that I've ever seen, you know? It did nothing in our show, it did very little, you know? You just turn around, walk towards the public, and in that moment, you look at it and you feel like a gut feeling of fear, of awe. And I think that is the best mask I've ever seen. The most, more powerful, the more, you know, I can see some people some thousand years ago wearing that mask in a, you know, clearing in a forest with a fire and creeping the shit out of each other. There's very little actual written information on these masks. And the traditional way of using them, to my knowledge, is completely gone. It is assumed that it was used in a fertility kind of ritual, and that is very telling, you know, because all things carry inside of them the seed of their opposite. Okay, so of course, if I'm making a mask about fertility, I will need something that reminds me of infertility, of death, you know, so that it can change. Because magic works that way. Humans, when they try to perform magic, they often try to do two things. One is imitate, so I sing like the rainfall to call the rain, or to do things, make things happen in a metaphorical way. So I take water and I pour it, and that calls the rain, you know? And that is probably the origin or a hint about how it was originally used in the past.
All right, so we have got four things to advertise here now.
Yeah.
We've got the mask making workshop, which is Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through reservation only. You would make a reservation at africa@orville.org.in. This information will also be in the text. That is the mask making workshop. The mask theater workshop is every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. That requires no reservation. However, the regulars get to participate fully in the ritual, which is on February 5th at African Pavilion. Would you tell a little bit about the ritual? Would you be able to?
Okay. So, we decided to call this event that is going to happen a ritual, not because we're going to do some weird magic things, but because it's something that is going to happen and everybody will take part of it, actors and public at the same time. The actors will be facilitators of it, but there will be an active role by the public. It does not mean that you have to go there and act, but you will receive something, and hopefully, if we do our job well enough, you get out of it that you are a little bit changed. you are thinking about something, something new has like sprouted its roots inside of you. One of those days I will remember for a long time.
To commemorate all of the great work that you guys have been doing in Oroville at African Pavilion,
mm-hmm.
we've got this exhibition, which
yeah,
will be
this exhibition, yeah.
on January 31st at Baharat Nivas at International Space, which is on the other side of the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium.
Yeah, so the exhibition will be composed of various different things. The meat of it will be the juxtaposition of masks and picture of masks. Mm. And so how the artist has seen them and how you see them in real life. It's an interactive exhibition, mostly focused on these objects. How do they make me feel? You know, immediately, how they touch me.
So a catalog of experiences coming from Chintokani. I'd like to thank you guys for coming to Oroville Radio. Thank you for coming to African Pavilion. Thank you guys for coming to Oroville. And I guess India. India will thank you, you know, in one way or another.
Well, we're still waiting for a letter from the president.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he knows my address.
He knows mine for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming. This was
You're welcome. Thank you.
Be on the lookout for the ritual on February 5th. The exhibition on January 31st, which is my birthday, and feel free to register for the mask making workshops every morning, Monday through Friday, 9 to 1 p.m., and stop on by for the mask theater workshop every day, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., so you can understand how you can have a closer engagement with the ritual. So yeah, this is Malcolm for Oroville Radio, saying ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao.